To be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry,
hi, this is Gail Moskowitz, and you are listening to Mental Health Matters. This is a show that is dedicated to exploring any topic that is related to mental health. I talk about situations that affect our mental health, explore options to strengthen mental health, describe various emotional disorders that disable so many individuals all over the world. I talk about relationships, both good and bad, addiction, sexuality, and also behaviors that are deemed immoral, all from a mental health perspective. Sometimes I have a guest, and sometimes I speak from my own body of knowledge. I'm a licensed clinical social worker and have practiced in Richmond since 1979. After I introduce any topic, I open the phones up to you, the listener, to ask a question, weigh in on the subject, or suggest a topic for a future show. This week on Mental Health Matters, just like every other program here at WRIR, we are going to talk a little bit about the fun drive. Because if you like this show, Mental Health Matters, it is a locally grown show. And if you enjoy listening to it, I hope you'll call in during the show and make a pledge. We need your support. The number at which to reach us today to either make a donation or to talk to me about the subject is 649-9737, 649-9737. Mental Health Matters comes to you every Thursday at 1 p.m. on WRIR 97.3 FM on your radio dial here in Richmond, Virginia. You can also listen to this program in real time by logging on to WRIR's website, www.wrir.org. If you go to the website, you can click on my show and you can get a link to my website. If you can get to my website, you can send me an email at yourmentalhealthmatters@gmail.com. Those are the letters yourmentalhealthmatters@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas, it's important that I know what you'd like me to bring to you. And if you'd like to call during the show today, you can speak to me one-on-one. You can also make a donation. Matter of fact, since this is our yearly summer fun drive, if you call 622-9747 right now, we have a special one-time giveaway exclusive for this show. The first caller who donates $100 will get this stash of hand-picked CDs by our music directors. We'll get a stash of CDs hand-picked by our music director. But mostly what you'll get is a gift certificate for a yoga session You get the stash of CDs for $100. If you want to make a $200 donation, the first person to donate $200 during this half hour, will get 1 hour of free private yoga class by Barbara Prima Brown, who is a registered yoga instructor, $75 value for this 1 hour, and then you'd be making a wonderful, because it all goes to us, you'd be making a wonderful donation to us. So the first person to call in during this hour and donate $200 will get this this gift certificate for 1 hour for a free private yoga consultation, which is pretty cool. And if you call in during this hour and you donate $100, you will get a stash of hand-picked CDs picked by our music directors. So today, what I would like to talk about is something that we've been highlighted on the news a lot in the last day, and that is, I want to talk about the death penalty. Now, that doesn't seem like an issue maybe for a mental health show, but as far as I'm concerned, it clearly and truly is an issue for a mental health show, because what I want to talk about is the death penalty and why the mere mention of this topic elicits such strong feelings on both sides of the issue. It elicits such strong feelings on both sides of the issue. If you'd like to call and tell me what your thoughts are about the death penalty today, please call me at 649-9737, 649-9737. You can also use that number to call and make a donation. Here is what I would like to say about why the mere mention of the death penalty elicits such strong emotions. So we are people who our strongest drive is for survival. And if you think about anything that threatens our survival, it wipes away all of the higher level functioning that we have. If you know anything about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you'll know that we have a basic need for the very things that underscore our ability to live in the world, so that we have shelter, we have food, we have safety, we have warmth. Those are at the very bottom of our primal need to survive. That's our most basic need, is to survive. And that Maslow speaks about that hierarchy of needs, that if we're not able to have those very basic needs met, that we're certainly not going to be thinking about any higher level functioning like self-actualization or what we're going to, you know, do to make our house look prettier or any of those things, because we will be drawn to the very survival, our very survival. So when we talk about the death penalty, if you can just imagine for a moment, no matter what side you are on the death penalty debate, if you can imagine for just a moment that the mere mention of the death penalty speaks directly to our sense of survival. So let's look at one side of it. If you are a proponent of the death penalty, you would believe that an individual would receive a capital punishment for doing something generally as heinous as killing somebody else. And that you would think that the apt punishment for that individual's crime, that the only way to punish a crime of murder would be to take the life of an individual who could perpetrate this kind of a crime. So the very base level of your thinking around the death penalty would be that we have to have a death penalty in order to eliminate anybody in our society who would act in a murderous way towards somebody else. So, and that would seem in your mind fair, that if you're not fit to live in society, that you should be wiped out of society. So again, that speaks to the very primal feelings we have about survival. On the other end, we look at people who believe that the death penalty is, bottom line, just wrong, not okay. And we'll talk a moment about all the reasons that people give for the death penalty to not be okay. But again, when we talk about the death penalty, what's immediately conjured up is that we're taking somebody's life. We're going to kill. As a society, we're going to make a decision to wipe a life off the face of the earth. And that goes to our base feelings of survival, that we don't have the right to just wipe somebody's life out. And people at some very primal level then reflect on what that would be like for them if the masses, the government, those who have power when we don't have power, comes and decides that they can just wipe our life off the face of the earth. And so for people who feel very deeply that the death penalty is wrong, that we should not have a death penalty in this country, that again, it goes to, for them, a very primal feeling of survival. Now, isn't that interesting that both sides of this issue can be looked at from the same very primal need, which is for us to continue to survive as a people? This is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters here on WRAR. Here on WRIR 97.3 FM in Richmond, Virginia. And this week, we are promoting our fund drive. If you're interested in these topics, in topics pertaining to mental health, if you're interested in the other homegrown shows that we produce right here in our studios, that hardworking volunteers put their time in to bring these shows to you, let us know you appreciate what we're doing here and that you enjoy what we're doing here and that you want to help support the continuation, the very survival of WRIR by donating right now. Please call us and make a donation. If you are the first person to call and make a $100 donation during my show, you get a stack of CDs handpicked by our music directors. And if you want to call in and donate $200 during my show, you can get a gift certificate for one full hour of a personal yoga instructor, which is really amazing to think about it. That in and of itself is worth $200, but you'd be making a great donation to WRIR. This is Gail Moskowitz. You are listening to Mental Health Matters, and we're talking today about why the death penalty elicits such strong feelings on both sides of the debate. So we talked about how what is on both sides of the debate is the notion of survival. So now let's look at why some people think that the death penalty is a warranted punishment for certain crimes. And, you know, the death penalty has been around a very long time. Certainly it was spoken about in the first five books of the Bible, which make up the Torah, which is used in the in the worship, the Jewish worship that make the first five books of the Torah, and then it's described again in the Old Testament, which is the combination of the first five books and then it's described again in the New Testament. So this has been around for a very long time, and it talks about the death penalty for murder, that is for sure, but they also talk about the death penalty for kidnapping, for performing magic, for violating the Sabbath, for blasphemy, and a wide range of sexual crimes, all sorts of things. This has been going on in every religious tradition. It has prescribed the death penalty. So today, in the United States of America, what's interesting to know is that we are probably the only first world country that still perpetrates the death penalty for any crime, and that's that's pretty interesting and amazing to think about. So people who are proponents of the death penalty believe that the death penalty is the right thing to do for the following reasons. One, because it is spiritually prescribed and they believe fundamentally in the Bible. Two, because they believe that it is a just punishment for certain individuals, that is the only thing that would allow that person to pay their debt to society is to give of their life. And again, when we talk about an individual who takes somebody else's life, that at the very base of who we are, the only thing we can do is wipe that life off the face of the earth so that they won't do that again, because the very idea that somebody could do that scares us very much. So we believe, so spiritually mandated, we believe it is the only just punishment for crimes. We believe that some people are absolutely beyond healing. Some people are absolutely beyond reconciliation, and they should be wiped off the face of the earth. And some people really live their lives by the belief that that every action should elicit a swift reaction, and that they believe in punishment. And so, okay, interesting. In today's world, we put people to death in what is known as humane ways, but I don't see it as being humane, certainly, but we do it by lethal injection or mostly. The death penalty is carried out by lethal injection. Of course, we've put people to death in so many ways, from the guillotine to hanging to firing squads to being stoned to death. And all of these things have, in some people's mind, are just punishments. So people who don't believe that there is any cause ever for capital punishment, it's interesting because they'll say that also it has to do with the Bible, which is very interesting. Again, I said on both sides it has to do with survival. Well, on both sides, we can say that it has to do with the Bible, because some people, for instance, the Catholic Church is absolutely opposed to the death penalty. And I think their stand on that has gone back for many generations. Now, I personally think, for me, when I think about the death penalty in a spiritual way, I believe that there is that we as a society cannot make a decision to put somebody to death in our name. So the government cannot have the power to put somebody to death in my name, because if I'm one of the citizens, then somehow I become a perpetrator of this punishment, and I'm not okay with that. So it has a spiritual underpinning for me that feels incredibly uncomfortable. And for me, I'm one of those people, it pulls on my heartstrings, so to speak, in terms of very primal, very primally thinking about survival, that wiping a soul off the face of the earth does not seem like should be in our hands. That I believe in punishment. I believe that there are some people who are beyond reconciliation, who are beyond, who can never be taught to behave in society, who must really be put away for the rest of their lives. They don't because they cannot ever be safe, and we can never be safe from them. And I do believe, as a society, we have the right to keep our citizens safe from the most, from people who would perpetrate the most egregious crimes. So you're listening to Mental Health Matters. We're talking about the death penalty and why it elicits such such strong reactions on both sides. And what I'm trying to talk about today is that on both sides, the very things that lead some people to believe it's wrong leads other people to believe it's right. So on one level, some religious groups say it's about God, it's about the Bible. The Bible prescribes it. For some people on the other side say it's about the Bible, it's about God, and that we can't put people to death, and that's against God's will, that when we talk about the absolutes of survival, some people think the only way for us to have survival is to put to death the people who would take other people's lives, and that on the other side, the very essence of that primal need for survival would lead us to believe we shouldn't have the death penalty because we don't have the right to wipe somebody off the face of the earth. So it's very interesting that on both sides there is that. Then there are the pragmatic pieces on both sides. So some people on the side of being a proponent for the death penalty say that if we had a death penalty and it was swift and we didn't have to go through the courts over and over and over and over again, that it would be a less expensive way of taking care of people who can never, ever be allowed to be back out into society. And then other people say that the death penalty historically has not been an inexpensive way of punishing people because it takes a very long time and so many people need to get involved and it goes on for years and years and lawyers and appeals and court time, and that it's by no means an inexpensive way to manage the issue. Some people say that if we have any fear that we would accidentally put somebody take somebody's life through the death penalty, through capital punishment, who is actually innocent, that in order to make sure we never make a mistake like that, that we can never have the death penalty. That the death penalty is mandated in very unequal ways. And certainly if you're impoverished, if you're a person of color, if you don't have the intellectual capacity, you're much more apt to wind up with the death penalty than somebody who is of means. And that is true if we look at it statistically. So how can we have a death penalty if it's not an equal punishment across all socioeconomic and racial lines? So these are the, and that becomes a primal debate for people. This is Mental Health Matters. We have 5 minutes left of Mental Health Matters. I'm Gail Moskowitz, and we're talking today about the death penalty. And if you call me in the next 5 minutes at 622-9747, 622-9747, you donate $200, you would be participating in allowing the very existence of WRIR to survive, WRIR 97.3 FM. And if you donate $200, while you will also be helping us out, you can help yourself out because you would get a gift certificate for 1 hour of individual private yoga lessons. That in itself is worth $75. Barbara Prima Brown, she is a registered yoga teacher, and you can get that if you call in now and you donate $100. You can get a stash of CDs handpicked by our music directors. This is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and this is the week of our fun drive. And I hope that all of you who enjoy my show will call in and make a donation to support us here at WRIR. So let's get back to the thoughts and debate in regard to capital punishment. So we talked about the whole debate in terms of religion. We talk about the whole notion of accidentally perpetrating a wrongful execution. And one of the things I want to say about that is that since we have had DNA and since they have done such really good research on how unreliable facial recognition evidence is, my brain just went on hold and I can't remember the word, eyewitness recognition. Thank you, Tim. He's younger than I am and has so much more clarity of thought. That we have found that we've done research on eyewitness recognition and how unbelievably unreliable this testimony is. And since we've had DNA introduced into evidence, we have left and right found that people who are in jail and on death row are innocent of the crime and that they have been sentenced to death. And that in and of itself, for some people, is so raw to them that it stirs up such a core of fear. And again, the whole piece of looking at survival, that primal instinct that we have for survival, that if something stirs up such fear inside of us, what we want to do is diminish the fear. So on one side, if you have such a core of fear that gets stirred up in the face of thinking that there are people in this world who could perpetrate such heinous crimes on us, then we think we should get those people off the face of the earth. Well, you know what? We're never going to be able to do that because there are always and have always and will always be people in this world who are sociopathic and who do not have the empathy to touch on to your life or my life or anyone else's life. And we could spend the rest of our lives trying to wipe out all those people, and that would never happen. So in truth, the death penalty does not speak to our fear. In my mind and in my thinking. If you have other thoughts, please feel free to, you know, send me an email. Let me hear what you're thinking. We only have 30 seconds left, and I'd like to say goodbye. Please tune in next week for one of my evergreen shows because next week is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and I won't be here. I hope you'll tune in anyway, if you're able. And this is Gail Moskowitz, and please call and make a donation sometime this week. We're going to be here through Sunday, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters.
Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double.